few random things. First of all, is it Kephas or is it Cephas? Does anybody have an opinion about that? Some say Cephas, some say Kephas. I'm not sure. Same guy, though. Has anybody been to Milwaukee? Okay, have you been to the Recombobulation Center in the airport? The airport has a recombobulation instead of discombobulation. There's a recombobulation center. I'm not sure what it's like. I know it exists. That's all I can say. Finally, and I didn't bring my money with me, but I'll get back to you. If you can answer this question. Did you know that the many parts of the pine tree are edible?
Yes.
Okay, who said it?
You'll give it.
Thank you. All right, who do I owe? Okay, I owe you. All right. So in the gospel today, we have a moment where it's almost exactly like what Moses experienced, except in human form. You remember when Moses is on the mountain and he sees a bush that's burning and it's not being consumed, and he says to himself, I gotta get a closer look. I've got to examine this. And that's precisely what happens in the gospel today after John the Baptist basically introduces Jesus by saying, behold the Lamb of God. Here he is. And at least two people responded to this proclamation of John, and they start to follow. And Jesus turns around and basically says, what are you looking for? And he said, well, where are you staying? Or, well, you know, I guess maybe another way of thinking about it is, well, who are you? And Jesus says, and I like the old translation better than the new translation. The old translation was, come and see. And the newer one is just slightly different. Come and you will see. But and it's a theme that shows up in John's gospel several times where there's this come and see moment. And guess what? These two are, for lack of a better word, they're rewarded with getting a better look, getting a better foot in the door of who Jesus is. And Jesus also reveals to Simon a new name. You are the rock, which is what Cephas or Kephas, whatever you want to pronounce it, what it means. And, you know, so from this very early moment, Peter is revealed, even though he's an incredibly flawed human being like most of us are, that Jesus not only trusts him, but entrusts in him a future that Peter has no idea what to think about. And it wasn't until well after the resurrection that he figures this out. And he, on all this time, he's following in the ministry that Jesus is doing, and back and forth of getting it, not getting it, understanding, not understanding, with him, abandoning him. All of these things. But it doesn't seem to bother Jesus. He just continues to say, come and see, which is what we do when we gather together here. We come to this place to receive, and Colleen will be interviewing you, if you are so inclined, as to what the Eucharist means to you. But for me, I'll say this much, is that it really is about the coming and seeing. And sometimes revealing my failures, sometimes comforting me in knowing that it's okay, that even though I have failed or even though I've made mistakes, that God's not going to abandon me, because he sees me and he sees you as you really are, who God created us to be, that we sometimes, I know I get in the way of, I get in my own way of being able to see how God sees me. But whenever we come here, we're reminded, which is a very important scriptural word once again, is to remember. When the people forget, things, terrible things happen. When they remember, things seem to work out better. So as we come together today to come and see Jesus yet again in this Eucharist and in each other, and we come together to remember, and I'm going to use the Lion King line, my favorite line in the whole movie, remember who you are. And we tend to forget. And so it's important that we come together here to remember who we are.